Zechariah, chapter number 7. Zechariah, chapter number 7, we're going to look at, and we're going to read verses 11 to verse 13. Can you stand with me, please? The Bible says, "But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent in His Spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it has come to pass that as He cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts." Let's pray. Father, please work in our hearts today. God, help us to hear. Help us to listen to Your voice. I pray that the truth that I'll share would be helpful to every person in this room today and for the rest of their life. Help us to get it, Lord, please. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You can be seated there. Again, notice those verses, "But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder." Hearken in the Bible is a word that has to do with paying attention. Paying attention. Sometimes maybe if a child isn't paying attention, you know, sometimes a parent might have to really get them and grab them and listen to me. Look at me. Listen to me to what I'm asking you to do. Listen to what I'm saying. And I'm sure there sometimes Stevie and Jenna and some of our kids have gone and done that to us. They've done that to me, or they've done that to my wife. They'll go and just grab us under here and bring they want what they want. They want us to hearken. They want us to listen. They want us to pay attention to what they're saying. Let me read to you one verse. Amos chapter 8 and verse 11, the Bible says this: "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land." Not a famine of bread. You know, famine is a time of great drought. A famine is a time that there's a dearth, there's a drought, everything's dry. Things are not growing well. Things are not fruitful. Things are just dry and many times seemingly dead. It talks about a famine in the land, but it says, "Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water." It's not that the crops aren't growing, or that the creeks aren't full, and there's a lack of water, and people are just dying because of starvation, or because of hunger, or because of thirst. He says this: there's a famine of hearing the word of the Lord. A famine of hearing the word of the Lord. What a sad description that is. That there could be such a drought, such a famine of people hearing the Word of God. Hearing the Word of the Lord. Hearing when God's voice is trying to speak to them. I want to speak to you this morning about this: the key to hearing God's voice. The key to hearing God's voice. God tells us about a time when there will be great spiritual famine. And sadly, I think we may even be living in such a time like that, where many people are not hearing God's voice. Many people are not hearing the words of the Lord. The truth is that sometimes people may even have a Bible and read that Bible, but they're really not hearing God speak to them. There may be even be people that come and they sit in a church service, but they only do it out of routine, or they do it out of habit, and they're really not hearing God's voice. They're really not trying to listen to God. They're really not trying to hear what God might be trying to speak to them. Some may want to come just because they want to listen to a preacher. Some may go to a place because they like listening to someone, or that person entertains them, or that person makes them feel good. But they're not really interested in hearing God speak to them about specific things in their own life. That, very sadly, would be a famine of hearing the Word of God. If some are only to come to a particular place because, well, I don't really want anything from me. I just kind of like what that person says. I like the way they say it. I like how that person makes me feel. Sadly, that would be a famine of hearing God's voice. Some Christians may listen to a preacher, but they're not hearing what God is trying to tell them. There is a great spiritual famine today amongst so-called Christians of hearing the Word of God. There's a famine of hearing God's voice. There's a famine of hearing God's Word. There's a famine of people that are listening to God and letting God speak to their heart and letting God do something in their life the way He wants to. What a sad description of a time when there's a drought and people are dying and people are starving and people... Why? Because of a famine of hearing God's Word. Spiritual famine. A spiritual famine. You know what? Those verses we read in Zechariah are interesting verses. You know, there's a drought today, I believe, sadly, many times in many churches of people that want to hear God's voice. It seems like at times there are not many people that really want to hear God's Word or want to allow God's Word to alter their life. Many times people are content with the way that they're living and they're not really interested in God making changes in their life. Sometimes people don't mind knowing about God and don't mind having salvation and knowing that I'm going to heaven, but they really don't want God to speak to them too much more than that. No, okay, I like heaven. I like that part of the deal. I like being saved. I like knowing Jesus Christ and knowing that they promised me I'm going to heaven. I like all that. But don't tell me too much. Don't try to give me too much. Don't expect too much of me. Seems like sometimes people really don't want God to speak to their heart very much. It seems that sometimes people would rather, I'd rather not know what the Bible says about such things. I'd rather just kind of go on and live my life and enjoy my life, and I'm not sure if I want to hear what God has to say about everything or not. Now sometimes there's this lack of Christians who seemingly really want to hear God's voice or hear God's Word. Notice those verses again in Zechariah chapter 7. Zechariah chapter 7 and verse 11. But the Bible doesn't really say, you know, that they couldn't hear. It says what? They refused. But they refused to hearken. They refused to pay attention. That is so sad, isn't it? They refused to listen. They refused to be attentive. And the Bible says, and they pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. You can just imagine what that might look like, but they, you know, instead of being there attentive and with their ear towards God and their ear towards God's Word and their ear wanting to listen and, God, I want you to speak to me, the Bible says that they turn their shoulder away. You turn your shoulder away, you're also turning your ear away. They turn their shoulder away, they turn their ear away. When I think of somebody stopping their ears, all I can think of is somebody going, you know, somebody that wants to plug their ears, somebody that doesn't want to hear it. You ever seen a kid do that? You know, hearing something loud, they'll stop their ears or cover their ears or plug their ears like that. Can you imagine people doing that? Can you imagine people doing that sitting in church? You know, the preacher is just preaching away, and all of a sudden somebody sits back there and starts going, I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear it. You know what? People may not necessarily do that outwardly, but maybe sometimes they do it inwardly. They kind of turn the shoulder away. They kind of pull the ear away. They kind of stop their ears or don't want to listen or don't want to hear God's voice. Or I've heard that before. I'm not listening today. I'm not listening. He's not speaking to me. And sometimes people refuse to hearken. They pull away the shoulder. They stop the ears that they should not hear. It said in the next verse, yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone. They make their heart like stone. They make it that their heart is hard. They make it. that not having a tender heart, not having a soft heart to listen to God. People can harden their hearts to God, harden their hearts, have a seared conscience. They made their hearts hard, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent in His Spirit by the former prophets. You know what? Seed never grows good in a hard heart, does it? Doesn't grow good. You know what? When we were on the farm, farmers go rock picking. I've told you this before. Farmers go rock picking. And every year, we would go in the fields and we would pick rocks. The farmer will take the plow. One of the first thing in the springtime, especially in an area where there's hard winters and so on, they'll take the plow, and that's kind of the strongest of the plowing type instruments, and it really turn over the soil, make deep ruts into the ground and turn over the soil. And when you do that, it's going to uncover a lot of rocks. We use cultivators as well in different things, but in the early part of the year, the plow goes and a cultivator can go to help clean things up. But when it's been plowed, there's going to be all kinds of rocks overturned. And a farmer, if they want to have their wheat grow good, or they want to have their sweet corn grow good, we'd have to go in those fields and we'd have to pick out the rocks. Some big rocks, they'd even take the bucket of the tractor and dig in and get those out of there, because seed's not going to grow there. Seed's not going to grow there. We'd have to pick the small rocks and we'd put them all in the bucket of the tractor, and then we'd take them and dump them at the edge of the property lines and stuff like that. Boy, seed is not going to grow good where it's stony, right? And in the same way, the Word of God is not going to have the effect in our hearts and not have the effect in our lives that God wants it to have if we just make our heart a stone. If we just make our heart so hard and so cold and so stony that I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear God's Word. I don't want God to speak to me. I don't want to hear from Him. And it says, sadly, that's what they were like. They didn't want to hear the law. They didn't want to hear the words that the prophets of God, the preachers of God, were speaking. They didn't want to hear. It's a sad condemnation that God says about His people. But you know what? That same attitude, those same expressions, those same body gestures, that same refusal to hear God's voice, that same rejection of the preaching, that same hard-heartedness is sometimes prevalent even in this generation amongst people that call themselves Christians. Turn with me, if you would, back to Deuteronomy chapter number 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. The first five books of the Bible, you'll find the end of it there, the book of Deuteronomy, the books of the law, the books of Moses, sometimes they're called. Look what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verses 8 to 10. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verses 8 to 10. It says, "And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord." If we've been in a situation where maybe our heart has been hard, maybe our heart has been stony, maybe we have been stopping our ears, maybe we've not been listening to God's voice or hearing His Word, like, what should we do? Return. Return unto God. It says in verse 8, "And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all His commandments which I command thee this day. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken, pay attention. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in the book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul." What do we need to do? We need to turn ourselves back to the Lord. Turn ourselves and have an open heart with God. Open up our hearts to God. Open up our hearts to be tender, to listen to Him. Don't stop our ears. Don't cover our ears. Don't refuse to hear from God. No, be hungry to hear from God. Listen to God's voice. Desire to hear from God. Say, "God, I want you to speak to me. I want your book to change my life. I want to know what your word says. I want a life like those verses describe. I want that life that is good." We're going to have to return. We're going to have to obey. We're going to have to listen and hearken to the voice of God in our life. In Jeremiah 17 and verse 23, we'll turn over to Jeremiah and look at a few other verses. Jeremiah 25, if you'll turn there. Jeremiah chapter 25. But in chapter 17, verse 23 as well, look what God said His people were doing. They obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. You know what a stiff neck is like, right? Nobody enjoys a stiff neck. Sometimes a person gets a stiff neck, maybe because they've been, you know, they had it kind of cranked in a certain direction too long. Maybe sometime you got in a place where you were kind of sitting awkwardly and the focus of what was going on was maybe one direction and you were sitting, maybe sitting one direction, but you had to crank your head the whole way, or sometimes you had to crank your head up this way or whatever. And boy, later you feel like you've really got a stiff neck because maybe you weren't pointing in the direction it should. You know who our eyes need to be towards is the Lord. We need to be listening to Him. We need to keep our focus on Him and our eyes on Him and our attention on Him and our ears open unto Him. And God, I want to hear from Your Word. God, I want You to speak to me. Holy Spirit of God that lives inside of me, if you're born again, you say, Spirit of God, speak to me today. I'm listening to Your voice. I want to hear from You. I want You to speak to me out of Your Word and keep Your attention on Him. Don't be a stiff neck. Don't be one that's turning away and avoiding it. Oh, no. No. Keep the focus on Him. Purpose to listen to Him. Don't be a stiff-necked Christian. Notice what it says in Jeremiah 25 and verses 2 to 4. Jeremiah chapter 25 and verses 2 to 4. The which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of the Lord hath come unto me. And I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And the Lord has sent unto you all His servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. Again, that's a sad condemnation. Jeremiah, we know what he was known for, the weeping prophet. He was known as the weeping prophet. He preached and he preached and he preached, and God gave him His word, and he preached that word to others. And he preached and he was faithful, and he gave the word of God to people, just what God wanted him to give to them. But I think he wept over what was happening. That people didn't want to hearken. It broke his heart that people didn't want to pay attention. It broke his heart that, not that people didn't want to listen to him, but that they were refusing to listen to God. I'm sure Jeremiah knew he was nobody special, but he knew that from the womb God had ordained and had a plan for him. And he was just somebody who was going to be there to be a voice for God and to preach the Word of God and to speak the Word of God to people. But it just seemed like people didn't want to listen. People didn't want to hearken. People didn't want to pay attention. People didn't really want to follow God. And I think his heart broke over that. I'm sure Jeremiah's heart broke. That they refused to hearken. They refused to listen. They did not incline their ear to hear. They weren't there with an eager ear. Oh, I want to hear it. Oh, I want to hear what Jeremiah has to tell us from God today. Oh, I want to be there. I want to see the Word of God opened. I want to hear what God wants to speak to me about. They didn't find their ear for that. They didn't want to listen. Turn over to Jeremiah chapter 35. Jeremiah chapter 35 and verse number 15. Jeremiah chapter 35 and verse number 15. The Bible says, I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way. Now God had sent prophets to Israel. God had sent prophets to His people. He sent them His messengers. He sent people to share His word. But it said, sadly, let's read on. He sent the prophets. He sent the preachers. He sent them to bring the message. Here's what they said. Return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings. Go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and your fathers, but ye have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me. When God sends a preacher and says, hey, beware of the way that you're going. Look out for the path that you're going down. I don't think it's a good path. I think you're headed down the wrong direction. I think you need to look out. I think you're in trouble. I think your family's in trouble. I think you need to be careful about who you're listening to or what direction you're going or maybe some of the places you're going. You know what? You need to be listening. That's what the Bible says that God sent Jeremiah and all the prophets for. To try to warn Israel, oh, look out. It seems that you're maybe being distracted by some of the other nations. It seems like you're more wanting to follow the gods of some of the other nations, and you're not following our God, and we're not following His word. And even though God sent prophets, preachers to warn them and to help them, and they just were not inclining their ear to hear. Notice what it says in verse 17. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, and they have not heard. And I have called unto them, but they have not answered. You know what? God always sets before His people a blessing and a curse. It's still the same for us. Blessing if we will follow Him and obey Him. A curse if we will not follow Him. It's still very much true for us in our lives. Oh, how we can have the blessing of God and all the good things of God that He wants to give us if we'll listen to His voice and follow Him and obey Him. But all a curse, all judgment, all punishment as God's children if we don't want to listen to Him. I don't want to break God's heart by not listening to Him. I don't want to make my God sad by not listening to Him. I don't want to displease Him that I've turned my shoulder away. I've covered my ears. No, God, I don't want You to speak to me. God, I think I like my life just the way it is. I don't want You to change anything. Sometimes that's how we act. And I think it makes God's heart break. I've spoken unto them, but they've not heard. I've called unto them, but they've not answered. We're not listening so many times. We're not listening to God's voice. We're not hearing God's voice. Back in the verses we read in Zechariah, it said they refused to hearken. They pulled away the shoulder. They stopped their ears that they should not hear. They made their hearts as an adamant stone. And then verse 13 in that passage that we read said this, therefore it has come to pass that as He cried and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. Can I just ask you very plainly? If we don't want to listen to God, really, why should He listen to us? Really? I think if we don't want to listen to Him, why should He listen to us? People would always like, God, I want You to be there when I need You. God, I want You to be there when I have a big prayer request. Or God, I want You to be there when I got a big trouble in my life and I really need You to come through for me. God, I'm going to need You to hear me. But if we go on and we're not listening to Him, really, why should He have to listen to us when we come to Him? You know, some people just don't want to hear God's voice. Some people are just determined to do what they want to do regardless of what God's Word has to say about it. Sometimes people don't want to listen to a preacher. Sometimes people don't want to follow God's Word. Sometimes people just don't want to hear God speak to them. And sometimes people would rather just listen to another voice. They'd rather just listen to another voice. And what some would rather listen to the voice of the world. Oh, the voice of the world calling to us. Hey, look over here. Hey, look at all the pleasures you can have. Look at all the fun you can have. Oh, don't follow that. What are you doing? Why are you a part of that? Are you a part of some sort of cult or something? What are people like? Sometimes the world cries out. Sometimes people would rather just listen to the voice of their own flesh telling them what they want to do. Sometimes people don't want to hear God's voice because maybe God's words don't agree with the way that they're choosing to live their life. Some people are not walking close to God, and so they're unable to hear God's voice. If we're away from Him, if we're living in the flesh and we're not walking in the Spirit, then do you know it'll be hard for us to hear the Spirit of God speak to us? The Bible says, "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith." But if you and I haven't been walking close to God, how are we going to hear the Holy Spirit of God speak to our heart? If we don't ever crack open a Bible and read it, how are we ever going to hear God speak to us? If we just live each day in the flesh and never learn to walk in the Spirit and we don't walk close to God, how are we ever going to hear God speak to us? Listen, the Holy Spirit of God, He doesn't overpower you. The Spirit of God speaks in a still, small, quiet voice. And you have to be listening. You have to be listening. You have to be aware of what He's trying to teach you. You have to be yielded to and submitted to the Holy Spirit of God. When He prompts you, when He's trying to speak to you, when you're reading the Scriptures and you're reading it slowly and thinking and giving God a chance to work in your heart. Now the world often uses bright lights and loud, exciting voices to try to allure people to their things. Satan makes it look so good and so enticing when he wants to allure people to follow him or allure people into sin or tempt people to sin. He makes it look so good and so nice and so exciting. But the Spirit of God is just kind of over there, just speaking in a still, small, quiet voice. God speaks to us out of this book that's just kind of, it's a book that's pretty much all black and white. You know, it's not some 1 hour drama. It's not some 30 minute awesome show. And the thing is changing on the screen every 5 seconds or every couple seconds. No, it's something that you kind of got to on purpose get alone with God and spend time in the Bible because you just want to hear from God. He's not going to speak to you through some fancy show. He's going to speak to you through His Word and speak to you through His Spirit. But if we don't spend time with Him or don't spend time in God's Word, how are we going to hear from Him? I won't be able to hear God's voice very clearly if I'm drifting away from God. I need to stay close to Him. I need to stay close if I'm going to hear His voice. You know what? It's bad to make decisions when we're away from God. It's bad to make big decisions when we're away from God, any decision really. Because when we're away from God, we're not hearing His voice. When we're away from God, we're not hearing His voice. And sadly, sometimes some of you or me at times in my life sometimes we've made decisions, maybe at a time where we weren't walking close to God like we should, and we weren't listening to the Spirit of God like we should, or maybe we weren't spending time in the Bible like we should. And I guarantee you that the decisions that we're making when we're not walking close to God and we're not spending time with God and we're not walking in the Spirit, I assure you, you're probably making bad decisions when you're not walking with Him. Because we're not hearing His voice. We're not listening to Him. We're not listening to Him. Oh, we need to listen. BJ and Eric, let me get you to help me for a second. Eric, why don't you come stand here in the middle? I want Eric to represent for a second this morning the Christian. BJ, you can stay over there a little bit. This is a poor illustration, but BJ is going to represent the Holy Spirit. Okay, BJ is going to represent the Holy Spirit. Eric, turn around and face them. And here's Eric, and he's going to represent the Christian. He represents you, and he represents me. You know what, I'm going to come over here, and let me represent for you. Let me represent the world. Why don't you go walk in the Spirit? You guys can sit down. Thank you. Why don't you go spend time with God? Why don't you spend time in prayer? Why don't you spend time in the Bible where you're saying, God, I really want to hear from you. God, I do want you to speak to me. When you come to church, God, I want you to speak to me today. God, I want my heart changed. God, don't let my heart be a stone today. Don't let my heart be hard today. Let my heart be tender. I want God's Word to grow in my life. I want it to change me. I want it to affect me. Sometimes we've got our heart like stone because of sin in our life or bitterness in our heart, and our heart's stone where we're not receiving what God wants for us even. There can be so many things. Oh, we need to listen. Whoever I'm closest to is going to determine whose voice I'm going to hear. Whoever I'm closest to is going to determine whose voice I'm going to hear. And the world will be loud and Satan will be loud. But you know what? If Christian will walk in the Spirit and spend time in the Word of God and be in church and be around good Christians and hear the preaching of the Word of God several times a week and they're being influenced by that, you know who they're going to listen to? Him. You're going to have to purpose to listen to God's voice. You're going to have to get away from the world and get close to God and walk with God, be in church, hear His voice, spend time in the Bible every day. Hear His voice. Don't listen to those wrong voices that would try to pull us the wrong way. Listen to God. You know, we can't just base things on our feelings. We also need to realize that what the Word of God has to say is what is right and wrong. What does godly counsel suggest that I would do? These are some other thoughts with it, but you know, when it comes to you maybe making decisions or you're looking at things or considering things or just you determine, do I want to set that standard in my life or is that someone? It doesn't matter what other people do. All that really matters is what does the Bible say about it? What does God's Word say about it? If there's principles in the Word of God, and it starts beyond the principles. It starts here first with this. It starts with Christ. It starts with the person of Christ and my desire to please Him. And then I come to the truth of God's Word and I learn Bible principles. And from that I set convictions and develop standards for my life. What is right? What is wrong? Well, let's look to the Word of God. We should not be constantly seeking for voices of counsel that will agree with what we want to do. You know what? That's another thing that sometimes people will want to do. They want to keep seeking for counsel that will agree with what they want to do. That's not the way we should live. If we're just looking for somebody to tell us, okay, that's good, go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do it. No, that's not right. You go to one that you're sure will tell you what you need to hear, not just what you want to hear. We should determine that we want to listen to God's voice in our life. I really want to hearken to God's words in my life. I'm going to pay attention to God. I want Him to speak to me. I want to hear from Him. And we should determine that I'll heed the preaching of God's Word. I'll follow God's Word in my life. I'll spend time in the Bible. I'll read the Bible. I'll study the Bible. I'll meditate on the Scriptures. I'll think about it. I want God to speak to me. He can. He will. He wants to. The key to hearing God's voice. Are you going to spend time with Him? Are you going to listen to Him? Are you going to pay attention to Him? Are you going to hearken to Him? Are you going to walk with Him? Are you going to get away from those other voices that would try to influence you away from God? And will you get close to God and listen to His voice? In Galatians 5, 7 and 8 it says, "Ye did run well, who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you." Who hindered you? Are you running the Christian race? Have you run the Christian race? And maybe at times someone has hindered you from that? Somebody has pulled you away from that? Somebody has discouraged you from serving God or discouraged you from going to church or tried to influence you to go another direction or maybe not think like that or don't follow that? Don't listen to them? Whose voice are you listening to? Who's hindering you? Is Satan hindering you? Is it another person that's hindering you? Whose voice are you listening to? What is it that's causing you to turn back? Who is it that's causing you to turn back? Who is it that might be hindering you from making some good decisions for God? Whose voice are you listening to that is causing you maybe to not be loyal to Christ? Proverbs says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Oh, be careful who you listen to. Everybody listens to somebody, but who are you listening to? Are you listening to the counsel of wise men? Are you listening to the counsel of those who are close to God? Think about it. If I want to hear God's voice, if I want to hear from God, then don't you think it also makes sense that I'm going to listen to those that are close to God and walking with God and those that know God and know His Word, rather than those that seem to be just over here living life for themselves and enjoying pleasure and living for self and living in the world? Or can't listen to that. If I really want to hear God's voice and I really want to hear from God, it's going to start with me getting in the Word of God and being in church and so on. But also recognizing, where do I go for wise counsel? What voices should I be listening to? Are you listening to the counsel of those who are close to God? Are you listening to the counsel of those who are faithful or unfaithful to the things of God? Are you listening to the counsel that is hindering you from serving God? Or are you listening to counsel that is drawing you closer to God? In Proverbs 19 it says, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Boy, don't listen to instruction. Don't listen to counsel. Don't listen to the voices that would pull you away from God. No, listen to the voices that draw you closer to God. Listen to the voices that are helping you to get closer to Him and to serve Him and to do His will, to have His blessings. Oh, be careful. And be careful who you're listening to. Be careful. Are you listening to voices that would cause you to err and turn from the truth? Are you listening to voices that would cause you to quit doing that which is right? Proverbs says, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise. Proverbs 23 says, hear thou, my son, and be wise and guide thine heart in the way. Whose voice are you listening to? Are you listening to God? Are you listening to God's Spirit? Are you listening to God's Word when He tries to speak to your heart? Are you listening to the voice of the preacher that God has given you? Or would you rather just not hear it? Would you prefer for the preacher to just leave you alone and let you live life the way you want to live it? Would you prefer to just, you know what, I think I want to just be someplace where everything always makes me feel comfortable. I don't like what they say. Okay, you can go find a place where everything the preacher says will just make you feel comfortable and feel good about yourself. Or you can say, you know what, I want to hear from God. I want to hear from God's Word. I'm going to spend time in my Bible because I want to hear God speak to me. I want to be in a church that will preach the truth and preach it straight and preach it hard and preach it long sometimes because I want to hear from God. I want to know what God wants for my life. I want God's blessing in my life. I want God to speak to me. They refused to hearken, pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. They made their hearts as an adamant stone lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent. Therefore it has come to pass that as he cried and they would not hear, so they cried and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. If you refuse to hear God's voice, or if you refuse to listen to the preacher, refuse to accept God's Word, refuse to live by and follow the Word of God in your life, then it may just very well be that God refuses to hear your prayers when you call out to Him for help. And what every Christian needs to hear His voice. We need to hear from God. If we're going to hear God's voice, we need to walk with God. We need to walk with God. We need to stay close with God. You know, it's not enough for us just to maybe come to church for an hour a week. We need to spend time with God every day. You're going to need to spend time in the Bible. Spend time reading. This is God's Word. This is a living and powerful book. The Bible says in Hebrews that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. This is such a living and powerful book. This is God's Word, and He wrote it, and God's Spirit gave us this Word, and God's Spirit lives in us who are saved, and He made us. And do you know that God could use this in a very real way every day to speak to you? If we'll take time for it? If we won't be hurried and rushed, but we'll spend enough time each day in the Word where we're saying, God, I want You to speak to me. I want to hear from You. I want You to teach me something this morning. I need some encouragement from Your Word today, God. I need some help from Your Word today, God. You're going to have to purpose to spend time in the Bible. Spend time in the Word of God. You're going to have to determine that you want to stay close to God and you want to walk in the Spirit. You don't want to be hindered or distracted by other voices that would try to call you to do what you ought not to do. If we're going to hear God's voice, we must be people who love God's Word, study God's Word. We need to hear preaching and receive it rather than reject it. If you want to hear from God, hearken. Hearken. Pay attention. Don't be distracted. Hey, turn your focus towards Him. Turn your ears towards Him. Make sure your heart is tender and that you're listening to Him and you want to hear from Him. Spend time with Him. Walk in His Spirit. Pray continually and ask Him to speak to you. Spend time in His Word. Be faithful to church. You know what, when we anytime we study the Bible, it's a chance for God to speak to my heart. Do you desire for God to speak to you? You're going to have to want it. You're going to have to listen. You're going to have to pay attention. You can't let yourself be distracted by other voices in the world. Listen to God's voice.